You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You're up.
Gear up for game day at the official online pro shop of the Browns. We're the premier source for Browns apparel and collectibles, including Nike Elite Limited and game jerseys, in addition to other sideline gear. Sign up today to receive exclusive email offers on the over 2,000 items in stock. Visit shop.clevelandbrowns.com today. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm back with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. How about the Cavaliers, Matt Wilhelm? Winners of six in a row, knock off the Thunder yesterday in a good primetime game. Love, LeBron, Kyrie showing up, Mozgov manning the middle. And I thought the bench, I feel like now that the rotation is down with Shumpert in the mix, it's a strong bench. And the Cavs have a good 8-9-man rotation right now.
All I can say is that I was never a J.R. Smith fan.
I like him here, though.
No, I'm getting there.
Go ahead.
I have never been a J.R. Smith just because I thought he's been very cocky on some bad teams. And I am now a huge J.R. Swish fan because he is wet. I think right now, David Griffith is looking like a genius constructing this roster. I like Timothy Mozgov. Initially looked like Frankenstein under the boards. All of a sudden he's athletic. He's extending plays. You know, he might not be able to score the way we need to score, but when everybody else is scoring, that's all that matters. Shumpert, again, he was at one point, it was hilarious during the game yesterday. You know, the commentators are like, he is shooting 100% as a Cav because he made his only shot. But I think that, you know, what he adds as he gets into the flow, he looked a little erratic, you know, in his first game back, and that's coming back from injury. But I'm to the point now, we're going into the All-Star week. I know LeBron, it's a big week for him and his brand, but I would love to sit LeBron down and get him this, six, 7 days off? Because if we can get a rested LeBron, and as he said after the game, they play defense. I think they're making that effort on defense. That they're going to be a team that is going to win a lot of basketball games, you know, down the stretch. And as we've heard, I listened to, Andy Baskin and Matt Sellers after the game. Doesn't matter how you start the season, you know, where you are in October, November, December, you know, get it together in January and February, come out of that All-Star break. And I think this is a team that's going to win somewhere between 8 and 10 games after lose 8 to 10 games after the All-Star break and do their very best to make a run for that. I'll say 2 or 3, because right now Atlanta's got a hefty lead, but that 2 or 3 seed in the East.
I'll say if that many. I think they're going to be hot. I don't think they lose again until All-Star break. I think they're hot right now, and if LeBron looks rejuvenated, as you said, Mozgov was a great addition, and J.R. Smith. By the way, the kid has never bought a basketball jersey in his life, and the kid said, I want a J.R. Smith jersey.
He's going to get a J.R. Smith jersey and a tattoo on his neck. That's how committed he is.
That's how committed I think that he will be. Gibbs, how are you feeling about these Cavaliers?
You know what? What a difference 10 days makes. You know,
yeah.
10 days ago, we're talking about the sky falling, David Blatt. What the heck is LeBron doing, not paying attention? He's going to Dallas for the Ohio State game. He's not on the road with his teammates. What's going on? And now all is well. What a difference a week.
That's what happens when you win.
Actually, it's what happens when you play 82 games over 6 months and people freak out about one bad week.
I also think it also means that they're playing some defense now.
They are. They are. I think their defense is, yesterday their defense is outstanding. And Shumpert, in my eyes, you get Smith, you get Mozgov, and both of those guys have played exceptionally well. There's no question. But Shumpert, for me, was the key to the deal because he's your defensive stopper.
I agree.
And if he's as good as advertised, and, he's got the kid's still getting his legs underneath him after being out and missing a lot of time. But if he's at his peak come April and he's as good as we think he is, man, that is really going to set this basketball team up for a solid playoff run.
And you know what's very exciting to me, too, is yes, the great plays that they make and the three-point shots but what I love with all the, negativity associated with Kevin Love early in the season about is he going to extend, is he going to be, go out to L.A.? And then you look at Jared, I think it was Love making a three or Smith making three, one of the two of the new additions to the Cleveland Cavaliers this season. And they're the two with the biggest grins on their face, jumping up, doing the back smack, during a timeout. And that gave me goosebumps because what you've got to love about it is, okay, so Love's not going for 26 and 14 anymore, but he's winning and having fun. And J.R. Smith, might want to live, you know, or loved playing at Madison Square Garden in New York in front of his family and being close to his family. But being 6-35 is not fun. Here, he's getting his playing time. He's starting. He's no longer a sixth man. He's no longer in Carmelo's shadow. Whereas he's a part of us winning right now as LeBron is. And he's having fun. And that's what I love about this team is they're having fun right now. And when you have fun and you win games, that negativity and that the drama that can come with, you know, professional sports is gone.
Absolutely, and I think J.R. Smith's a guy that just he feels embraced, and he's kind of thriving in this role with the Cavs, and I love it. I like our starting lineup so much better now, and I love the depth on the bench. I think it's so
much better.
I love
seeing Waiters miss that layup late in the game, too.
Oh, so great. I know, 5 of 15.
He came into the game fully loaded. He was ready to go. That's what he told us.
He was ready to go.
Sure he was.
And he left 5 of 15. He scored 14 points, the most he scored, by the way, in his last three games, 14 points, 8 points, 8 points with the Thunder. So it's not like as the kid would call him, Van Waiters. Deion Waiters has been off to a scintillating start. There was some more Deflategate fun over the weekend. We'll start with Richard Sherman talking about what's been going on there.
Will they be punished? Probably not. You know, not as long as Robert Kraft and Roger Goodell are still taking pictures at their respective homes. You know, I think it was just at Kraft's house last week before the AFC Championship. You know, you talk about conflict of interest. But... you know, as long as that happens, it won't affect them at all, and nothing will stop them.
You know, I hate Richard Sherman in some ways, in some cases, for being that way. You know, walking that hard line and being so adamant. But in this case, because it's the Patriots and Deflategate and the past history of cheating, I actually kind of love Richard Sherman in this case, and also too the fact that he has a big enough pair to like lead out his press conference with that statement. It's not like he had to like get rolling a little bit talking about himself, his teammates, and what they're going to do. He let it right out of the gates with that, and you got to have a big pair to do that.
You certainly do. Richard Sherman there, and now obviously Bill Belichick's unbelievable press conference over the weekend kind of lend itself to Saturday Night Live, and here's the first one Saturday Night Live skit about Belichick.
I came here today to tell you that I have absolutely nothing to do with deflating those footballs, and that's all I have to say on the matter, period. But I still have several minutes left, so I'd like to spend the remainder of the press conference throwing my quarterback under the bus.
Which is hilarious. And Tom Brady, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, said that his feelings have been hurt by all of the scrutiny from Deflategate, and he's taking it personal.
Garbage.
And his feelings are hurt. You don't like that, Gibbs?
Dude, you got a supermodel wife.
I was just going to go
and
there.
And you make millions of dollars. How many you're playing in your sixth Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You're a god in Boston. I don't care.
God in Boston. He's an
in
NFL god. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. I was going right there too. I'm like, dude, you have the world by the you know what. Don't say that your feelings are hurt. And if your feelings are hurt, you know, go lay an egg and hand it over to Seattle in the Super Bowl so they go back to back.
Don't complain about it. Why don't you go talk to your coach who threw you under the bus?
Listen, I think his feelings are hurt. I think it's.
What are you gonna do? You gotta go hug him?
It's nice of Tom Brady to show his emotion.
Want to go sing Kumbaya together? What do you want to do?
What was more shocking to you, that Tom Brady said that his feelings were hurt, or that Klay Thompson went 9 of 9 for 3, 13 of 13 from the floor, and scored 37 points in the third quarter? And I think that was that Friday night.
Friday night.
That was
unbelievable.
That was awesome.
Unbelievable. I loved it.
Yeah, go hang out with your hot wife and. You know,
live in
feel
your 20,000 square foot house.
Man, you guys don't. You guys.
Yeah.
Don't.
Hey, and by the way, going back to Richard Sherman.
Yes.
Here's my question: is it me or more and more when you hear the Seahawks, are all those guys just angry and bitter at the world?
Yes, they are.
And I'm not saying Sherman. I think he had a great point there, but every time these guys start talking now, more and more, it's just bitterness. It's just, I hate the world. The world hates me. The world hates our team.
That's their edge. That's the way they do it. That's kind of what they're going with, and that's how they're going to go.
Nah,
and in my case, that's where I get, you know, to add insult to injury is the, you know, the Green Bay Packer letdown, because you could have popped that balloon by simply playing that last 5 minutes, but because they let up and a team that, you know, played so bad for 55, played their best in the last five and then in overtime and made all the plays. So they have the right now, on the stage that they're in, playing for the Super Bowl or playing in the Super Bowl, to do whatever they want. They've played their way into this opportunity.
No question. And that's the way they go. And they're both trying to be angry right now. Belichick's trying to be angry.
That's garbage.
And Brady's just very sensitive.
Shut up.
Gibbs. Not happy.
I'm telling you, like, I don't know. Some days I
you're coming across really angry Cleveland fan right now.
You sound angry, Gibbs.
Some days I like Marshawn Lynch. Other days I want to punch Marshawn Lynch.
Some days you want gold teeth.
I'm going to steal
his Skittles.
Some
days you just want to grab your crotch.
Yeah. Well, that happens sometimes to the best of us.
Why won't they let him do that? I mean, what's the big deal?
That's absurd.
Again, it's the no fun league.
That he should be able to do it or he should not?
You shouldn't be able to grab your crotch.
Should not.
No.
Why?
It's offensive.
To who?
I would say to the people that are paying to go to the Super Bowl. Maybe not the people that are in, but the 150 million people that are going to be watching. Women, 50% of their fan base are women, and you think grabbing your crotch in front of 70 million women is not offensive?
How many of them like it?
I don't know. That's offensive. I mean, I think it's in like a lot of music videos. I think males and females.
But you have a choice to watch the music videos or not. And when you feel like you're turning on an NFL football game, you don't feel like you need to be offended.
I wasn't offended. I thought it was
hilarious. Neither was I. But I'm just saying that's why.
I think Oprah boy there is offended.
Oprah's offended. So he's just saying what Oprah says. Oprah's like, no, there will be no crotch grabbing.
We will be doing tomorrow's show from the Galleria.
Pink phone holder.
In our studios.
Exactly.
And I will come through the glass.
All right, we'll be back with our final thoughts here. We'll get some tweets.
We gotta play the Deflategate one.
Oh, yeah, we got one more. I'm sorry. This is the best one.
This is the best one.
All right, go ahead.
You don't want the truth? Because deep down in places you don't talk about at Super Bowl parties, you want me on that ball. You need me on that ball.
Did you deflate the ball?
I did the job I was told to do.
Did you deflate the ball?
You did, right? I did.
There is nothing better than angry, funny screaming.
That was the best to me. That was like, that was funny to me. That was the one funny skit on that Saturday Night Live. I watched that. Blake Shelton. It wasn't the best, but I thought that part was at least entertaining.
Yes.
It was. Yeah. You can't handle the truth. Whenever you can bring that back, a few good men, it's always a good thing. The kid wants us to know. He just texted me that for the kids watching, he should not grab his crutch.
I was going kids next. Women, children, watching football.
I feel like if you don't draw a lot of attention to it, it just happens. Nobody probably even notices it.
Now, would you be okay?
But everybody's watching when you score, which is weird because we're all watching his crotch.
Especially at the end of a football game, to decide the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, right?
I think when you are literally risking your life, which you are, you pretty much can. As long as you keep your clothes on,
you can smoke whatever you want,
you can
drink whatever you want, grab whatever you want.
When you score a touchdown, you can celebrate.
Jimmy Graham can't dunk it over the goalpost,
absurd.
And he can grab his crotch.
That's absurd.
That is absurd.
It's all absurd.
I agree.
Do whatever you want.
Bring out the Sharpie.
Choreograph something. It'd be awesome.
Give me the pom poms. Do whatever you got to do, man. Show it up.
Hey, I just want to make one point too. When it comes to me and Oprah, when I get invited to her house, neither of you guys are coming with me.
I don't want to go.
Thank God, I don't want to go.
I don't want to go.
Bull.
I don't. I have no
Test
desire.
Me.
You
don't
want to get lost in her closet.
Get
I
me
you
invited, and then I'll turn it down. It'll be great. I might even rip the ticket up.
We'll
be
fly
like,
private.
I'll just rip it.
You get to pet all her dogs.
Just
you can take it for a walk.
Private. Oprah's not picking up the tab.
Oh,
she's
sure
making
she
you pet my
own no, dog. No, it's going to be Harpo, her production team that made Selma, remember?
I can pet my own dog.
Didn't Sarah, who works for the Browns now, used to work for Oprah or something, or E, or...
Sure.
Kornikovich?
Sarah Kornikovich did work for E, you're right.
Yeah, something like that.
She could be your pipeline.
Maybe she could get you in to see Oprah there.
That'd be great.
Oprah
what do you mean?
Boy.
I got my own pipeline to Oprah.
Oh, okay. How's
We're
that
like
working?
We're distantly related, bro.
Are you and Stedman on good terms?
We are. We're still bros.
I don't know.
We drink a Frappuccino every once in a while.
A Frappuccino, bro? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right, we'll be back.
It's going off the rails.
We'll be back to wrap things up right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.